Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 128 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about looking gay.
Looking gay, that makes Kanika chuckle. Just the way you stated it. But yeah, let's mention the free stickers again.
Oh, I forgot to take that off the sheet. Oh. I don't think we should talk about the free stickers anymore. I'm pretty sure that our one listener has already asked for them.
Okay.
So people are probably tired of hearing about that.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants any free stickers, it's your last shot. Or if you listen to the festival, yeah, you know the deal. So,
here are some things that heterosexual men avoid doing because they were told it makes them look gay.
Throwing a ball underhanded.
You would know more about that than I would.
That's like one of the dumbest things ever. It's the reason being is because girls, when they play softball, they throw the ball underhanded when they pitch. So you don't want to be like the girls and throw the ball underhanded.
You don't want to be a girly girl.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's absolutely... I forgot all about that until I just read this. I'm like, it's funny. That's how dumb it is. So, but I imagine there's probably...
All of these are incredibly dumb.
Yeah, I imagine so. So I'm kind of looking forward to this, seeing how funny these are actually going to be.
Having an earring in your left ear.
Another dumb. But have you heard of that before?
Something about left is right and right is wrong, or wrong.
Oh, I never
right
heard
is gay. Or,
I've never heard any of that before. But yeah, I just always knew that if you had like the left, you were gay if you had a left earring in. So you've never heard of that before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot.
Don't you think maybe we've gotten past that by now?
Yeah, I would think so. But wasn't that real popular back like in the 60s and 70s or 80s?
You look at me like you didn't exist in the 80s.
Well, I was 8. I was born in 73. I mean, it wasn't like I was running around town wetting my noodles somewhere.
Yeah, you were, and you had an earring in your left ear, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's go along with my matching gay, my Prince Albert. No. But yeah, that's another silly one, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wearing pink clothing.
Again, I would hope we've gotten over that, but I don't know. With the times, the way they've come to again, maybe we'll have to all throw out our pink shirts.
Yeah, we don't know anyone, you know, what's coming down the road, so hopefully not.
I guess I don't have any pink shirts.
I don't think... Do I have any pink
Maybe
shirts?
I have a red shirt that got a little too much bleach.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think I have... Do I have
I have some red underwear that's pink now.
You're silly. I don't even think I have a pink shirt.
Probably not.
Hmm.
Because everybody told you that's gay.
Yeah. Probably. Not really. Smartass. Yeah. I have every other unknown article clothing demand, but... Just not a pink shirt.
Hmm.
I bet you if I look hard enough, there's a pink shirt in there, though.
Probably.
Okay.
Parting your hair on the wrong side.
I love how this is the wrong sides in quotations.
Well, I think because nobody can agree on which side is the wrong side.
Yeah.
I imagine just to fuck with people, somebody will say, you part your hair on the wrong side, you're gay, and it doesn't matter which side that is, they're just going to say it.
Yeah. That's pretty sad, though. Can you imagine just being determined by your sexuality by which way you part your hair?
Mm-hmm.
It's so silly. Wearing a sweater is a wrap. The comment alone is just gay in itself.
Is that only when it's wrapped around your waist or when it's wrapped around your shoulders, too?
I don't know. I
we should be the authority on what's gay, but I'm not so sure on this one.
I think it just means you're well-prepared more than anything. If it's going to get cold out, you need a sweater. You're just going to carry it?
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, so being well-prepared and gay are the same thing, I guess, on both. And I'm not even well-prepared.
Let's not go there.
You, Mr. Well-Prepared, but... Hmm. Hey, I brought a jacket with me today to breakfast.
Hmm. Did you eat it?
My jacket?
Yeah.
No, I didn't eat my jacket.
Okay.
Jerk.
Being a nurse, secretary, or hairdresser?
Well, you have to be gay to do those things, don't you? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, this is another one of those you think you'd be... We've moved past this, but... Apparently not.
I had a male nurse at the hospital, and I doubt that he was gay.
Oh, yeah?
But he was hot. And probably knew it.
Yeah, one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
They're good looking and they know it.
Mm.
It makes them less good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, being a nurse, I mean, you figured this would be another thing we've moved past.
Hmm?
This, didn't you think...
This what?
This being a nurse, secretary, or hairdresser, we've moved past it?
No.
You don't think so?
No, and those times are coming back.
All of this is coming back.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like today, breakfast, someone said something about we might need to start pulling into where we go to breakfast at certain places, and we might need to...
Stop eating at the redneck places.
We might need to kind of... pulling our circle a little bit tighter than as loose as it's been, you know what I mean?
You know what? That makes them win.
Yeah, it does.
Thinking
but,
that way makes them win.
But I don't want to see anything ever happen to you. So, but no, I agree with you also. So, but this is something we can talk about off air. So, but it's something we need to talk about.
I suppose.
Yes, we do. That's us discussing that he, no, I don't want to talk about it, and me going, yes, we're going to talk about it. All right. Are you afraid to say the next one?
You want me to say that one, too?
I'm afraid to.
Okay. Masturbating.
Oh, God. So, I can't believe you said that word. That's funny. If a grown man is afraid to talk about jerking off.
Well, actually, there was one of those network televangelist preachers who said men who masturbate are having sex with themselves and that makes it gay.
You would figure they want... Do they just want you to abstain unless you're having children?
Right, right.
Really, that's
sex
only,
is only for procreation. That's
not
the only
for
purpose.
Any time for joy or pleasure or nothing. That's stupid. Then God doesn't know what he's doing. I mean,
well, I say if the gods didn't want us to play with it, they should have put it in a place we couldn't reach.
We couldn't reach it. That's true. Yeah. I mean, he put it right at grip's length. I mean, he lined it up himself. He or she or whatever it is, or if there is one. It's...
Actually, that's a proof of evolution because the ones who did have it in a place they couldn't reach all died of frustration.
I could see it. I've seen how we've gotten sometimes. All right. Moisturizing or spending any time on skincare?
I don't know how these people are following these straight men into the bathrooms to know that they're moisturizing or not.
They don't know about their...
I suppose even talking about it is forbidden.
Mm-hmm. It's so silly. Yeah, taking care of yourself or any kind of routine of taking care of yourself is gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it's coming down to.
But believe me, it gets even worse.
Oh, really? Mm. That's just funny.
Driving around in a convertible with the top down, especially with another guy in the car.
Only if it's a Miata. I mean, come on.
I don't know that I ever heard this one before, but...
But you're driving around in a car, convertible with it. You've never heard of
Isn't
that?
Isn't that what all middle-aged men with a midlife crisis do?
Buy a convertible?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that or like a Jeep or some sort of hyper-masculine...
Okay.
truck or something like that, but no, that's, yeah, no, the one that goes and buys a convertible and then instead of his wife brings his best friend, you need to have to go talk with that guy. You know, he's doing some extra.
So this one's true.
Yeah, he's doing some extracurricular activities. He's wearing the pink sweater.
Wrapped around his shoulders.
With his hair parted all the way down with his left ear.
See, I told you, ma'am. All the signs were there.
See, exactly. That's when the thing gets a divorce and everyone's like, duh. All right. Now, can I get to the next one?
Yes.
Eating just a salad.
So gay.
Yeah. Oh, good nutrition. So gay. You're such a... Sorry. You're eating healthy. That's so stupid. Quinoa makes you gay.
Let's go even further and just eating kale.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we need to push to get it into Trump's itinerary of what he wants to fix.
Put that on their list of questions.
Yeah.
Do you eat kale?
Yeah. This is a list of all these random vegetables.
Getting a vasectomy.
That's, yeah, I don't know how that would make you gay.
Well, I think it's along the lines of
losing your ability to
losing
procreate.
Some of your masculinity.
Because you can't procreate. That's stupid.
Because that's what all sex is for, is procreation.
Yeah, that's...
So you get a vasectomy, you're not going to have sex anymore.
Yeah. That's just dumb. Don't you think?
I agree. Dumb.
Dumb. Yeah. Yeah. Drinking coffee or tea with your pinky finger extended.
Like on... What was that movie? With Robin Williams and...
Miss Doubtfire?
No, Robin Williams and Nathan Lane.
Oh, the Birdcage?
Birdcage.
Okay.
Remember when he was trying to teach Nathan Lane how to drink tea, how to butch it up, and he said, you can't be butching it up because you stained your pinky finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he could always fit his finger.
So that's just the way it wants to go.
That's a good movie. It's such a good movie.
Oh, yeah. We should show up, watch that again.
Yeah. No, that's another... It's another silly little, I guess, trope.
Sitting next to another guy in a movie theater.
I remember doing this as a kid. Like, me being this way as a kid, like in high school and stuff. Dude, I can't sit next to you, man. It's okay. Just... So stupid. Like, and there was,
so if there were six of you, you took up 12 seats?
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? We weren't that bad. I mean, you know what I mean? But if there was room enough, we would all sit a seat apart. It's just stupid. And I never thought
except
about it.
Except for you. You're the one that wanted to sit right next to everyone because you're gay.
Mm-hmm. With my pink sweater wrapped around my shoulders. Yeah, that's me. There we go. That's everyone knew it because my hair was parted the wrong way. No, but it's funny because I haven't thought about that in forever, but yeah, that just brought up a memory. But yeah.
Well, we always do extensive research for every one of these episodes.
Oh yeah, a ton of it. Eating soup.
I don't see it.
Neither do I.
It doesn't seem like a feminine thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like the salad. Men only eat meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So stupid. I shake my head at a lot of this stuff.
Is that why we never see any men eating soup at a restaurant?
Or salads.
Barely. Or salads.
Yeah, barely ever. Mm-hmm. And you eat both of them.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm so gay.
You're so gay. It's okay. I love you for the way you are. Putting on sunscreen.
Okay, this goes back to, like, the moisturizing and skincare. You should, in public, never show any kind of concern for your skin, because that's girly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, how gay is it when you're
dying of skin cancer?
In the hospital, battling cancer.
Yeah. Not so hypermasculine then, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because cancer's gonna win most of the time. A friend of mine did this. Okay, drinking through a straw.
We always drink through straws. Mm-hmm. We've got the big, long mustaches that go way down to mm-hmm. our beards, and if you don't drink through a straw, you're gonna make a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, when I went to the emergency room.
Okay.
They took me back and said, you need to take this potassium pill. And you know, they gave me the pill and a cup. And I said, you either need to get me a straw or a napkin.
Okay. Because can you make a mess if they didn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is a burden having a beard like this. You definitely do. Because you do make a mess if you don't have one.
But it looks so hot.
What?
Having the big, long mustache that hangs down.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah.
Talk about hyper-masculine.
What, a big, burly beard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, a friend of mine, like I said, he wouldn't drink through a straw because he thought I was gay. This is all back, like, in high school and grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're so stupid.
So he's gay now?
No, he's not. He's an idiot, actually, but all the signs are there. So...
keeping a clean home.
Then we are definitely not gay.
We're definitely not
gay. No. No, that's it. We're getting a divorce.
Remember when I was asked if we could have Thanksgiving at the house, and I said we would have to clean the house for that, so no.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then the one time we did have Thanksgiving dinner and we cleaned up the house, no one was very thankful that we did it.
I mean, oh, well, yeah, nobody ever is.
No, but I mean, we busted our butt for that, and it was like, and everyone's like, see you later, peace out. I was like, well, screw this. So, but no, it was a good time. But it was a lot of work. We had a lot of leftovers. So I would like to get some turkey dinner for us.
Target has a deal. I think it's $50 for like a 20-pound turkey and name brand stuff. I mean, Colorado potatoes and what's that stuffing? Can't think of the name.
Like pork stuffing?
Anyway, it's all brand name stuff, and it's $50.
Really? Yeah. We might have to do that just so we
can. Yeah, we tried that at Kroger or Dillon's, and it was their Home Chef brand, and that stuff is
great. I've had like maybe one or two good things from it, but it's garbage, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we should do that, though, because then we can have like our own little... we'll have like our own little leftovers, because your family's not very big on traditional...
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
We hardly ever have turkey.
But, you know, we can do that and have our own turkey and stuffing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to look into, maybe. Mm. Okay. All right. Drinking wine instead of beer. I haven't heard about this, but
doesn't that depend on what kind of wine it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's people who won't drink wine, you know, red wine with anything but steak. Have white wine with like fish or chicken.
So beer is burly and that makes it.
Yeah, I mean that was a big idea back like in the 70s and 80s too. Men didn't drink wine. Now you see everybody drinks wine.
Yeah, so, winos drink wine.
Yeah, so out of a box. They don't even need a bottle. Just give them a box. So, all right.
Designing a web page or program with round edges on the controls.
What?
Believe it or not.
Really?
I had somebody say, that's gay.
Did you just, like, spit everything out of your mouth? Like, what did you just say to me? Really? That is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a grown adult.
A coworker.
Like,
yeah.
A grown adult said this.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what else to say.
I guess I should have made the background pink, too.
Yeah. That is... wow. Terrible.
Well, and that boss, he was... He always had to find some little thing to complain about. Every time I wrote a program for him, he had to find some thing that he thought should be improved. That was the way he was. So I learned to put all these garish colors like purple and orange together so that he would latch onto that and say, oh, I want that changed, and not look any deeper.
So you kind of tricked him.
You give him the obvious choice. Yeah.
That's funny. And you found a way to work around it. That's good, though. All right. Calling magenta pink. Most straight dudes don't even know what magenta means. Sorry, guys.
Well, this might be another programming thing.
All right.
Running without closed fists.
Like, that just seems awkward to run like that. Did you run like that?
Oh, I can't remember the last time I had to run. I only run if I'm chasing something or something's chasing me. Yeah. I don't run for pleasure.
No, I mean, but it's still...
I don't remember. It would seem to me like in parochial school somebody would have told me that. But I don't remember anybody ever saying that.
No, and I've never ran like that. It just, I mean, your fingers flopping around. I mean, yeah,
I guess it looks girly if you're not ready for a fist fight.
Yeah. A lot of this stuff seems like it's more of a grade school recess banter. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, you're gay.
Although it never goes away.
No, apparently not. I mean, we're still talking about it.
Yes, and adults still bring it up.
Yeah.
When they want to be cute.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with cute.
Sorry. You didn't like my comment. All right. Drinking sweet cocktails, especially those with little umbrellas.
Gay.
Yeah, very gay.
In fact, in gay bars, don't they serve every drink with a little umbrella?
Yeah. Just so you know that you're in a gay bar. Never mind it.
I want some ice water, but with an umbrella.
Yeah. that's silly. I mean, see, a lot of this stuff
You know people who own a bar. Do they think fruity drinks are gay?
Not really. Like, a lot of this stuff, years ago, this was very...
When you were in junior high?
No, like, when I was probably first going to the bars and stuff like that, when I was first coming out.
Oh, now they know you're gay and they're afraid to say anything.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a lot of the stereotypes are right, that, you know what I mean? Feminine men, they drank beer, they didn't drink foo-foo drinks or Nelly cocktails.
Well, that's how you know the lesbians are the ones drinking the beer.
Yeah.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah.
Like a lesbian. there goes all our lesbian audience.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Both of them, exactly. You're on a roll today.
having a cat instead of a dog.
I thought this was true.
Is that why we had four cats?
That's why we had four cats. We were super gay. So that's why you don't want to get a dog. Because you think I'm going to turn straight again.
Right.
Straight again. You like that?
I don't want to have to rush home from work before the dog's on the floor.
Yeah.
At least the cats will go in a box.
Yeah, that's true. And you don't scoop that, so. You leave that up to me, thanks.
Four cats worth of...
It happens.
If I have to do it, there'll be vomit on top.
It's not that bad. Cat instead of a dog? Oh, that's stupid. That's just dumb.
I suppose you, if you're gay, you could have a dog if it was a little foo-foo dog.
Yeah.
Like the neighbor.
Yeah. He was up this morning. It's 7 o'clock this morning. He's using his blower.
Yes.
So, that's going to be blowing him off the face of the earth soon if he keeps it up.
Doesn't he realize he moved to Kansas? Next.
Sorry. Liking flowers.
Well, flowers are pretty gay. Especially when they're on your bed sheets.
Yeah. What does that mean? Sorry, that took a second. When they're in their bed sheets. You're a dork. All right.
Enough said.
Yeah, let's move on.
Crossing your legs at the ankles.
And I used to think this is, I thought that was like a little thing that they,
only girls do that.
Only girls do that when I was little, when I was real little.
Because they're wearing skirts.
Because, exactly. But yeah, I used to think that as a little kid, that only women crossed their legs, men didn't. You sat both your legs.
So, do men wearing kilts have to cross their legs, their ankles?
I guess if they don't want to, they
no,
don't.
No man spreading when you've got a kilt on.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going regimental.
Yeah. Checking your fingernails with your palm facing away from you.
I've seen people say that.
Like, I like that, and I see what you mean now.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
no, you have to curl your fingers.
Oh, well.
And look at your fingernails.
Like that?
With your fist almost closed.
Oh, that's...
That's the masculine way to check your fingernails.
Oh, really? That's stupid.
Stupid,
that's,
yes.
That's very stupid. These are all stupid, but I can't believe that you can actually rank how stupid they are.
So you think maybe this is the most stupidest one so far?
Running for this one coming up?
Hmm.
I think they're all pretty dumb. Hmm. But running for a train or a bus?
That's... Maybe because you only see women do that in movies.
Hmm. Okay. I guess a lot of these are things that you see, like, in the beginning of... Or, like, women doing movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Hmm. Run for it. If you're freaking late, you're going to run for it. That's...
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It's...
Or walk to work.
Yeah. So, should have gone up earlier. So.
I suppose using an alarm clock is gay, too.
Yeah, being on time to work. You know, being on time and professional is gay. So, I guess I'll continue being gay.
Liking avocado.
That's stupid. That's just...
Well, unfortunately, well, this one is true. All you straight men out there, if you like avocado, you're gay.
Why? Why are you saying that?
It's just true. Avocados are gay.
Okay.
All men who eat avocado are gay.
Okay, there you go. You said it, you heard it here first, people.
From somebody who never eats avocado.
I don't think I've ever seen you touch an avocado.
Nope.
Using an umbrella.
I use an umbrella.
I use one.
You use one. Oh, I guess it's gay.
It's called, I like not being wet. So, it's nice.
You
go
need
to
be butch. And
yeah, and go to work wet.
Go to work wet, yeah.
That's so stupid. Unmarried and over 30.
Definitely.
It's called ugly.
Gay.
I'm kidding.
Oh, not gay, ugly.
Okay, ugly.
I get it.
That's horrible. It's funny, but it's horrible.
And I think a lot of preachers and society in general, if you're not married to a woman by a certain age, you're a confirmed bachelor.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember before I was, you know, quote unquote gay, that I had a joke set up with a friend of mine that I grew up with, that if we were married by the time we were 30, that we'd marry each other.
Hmm.
So, but, and I've heard people do that before too.
Hmm.
But none of it ever goes through. People, you know what I mean?
At 30, I wasn't allowed to get married.
Why not?
It wasn't legal yet.
No, yeah, duh. So, then I met you. And it wasn't real. I wasn't ever really going to marry her in the first place, but then I met you, and the rest is history.
Wearing flip-flops.
Is gay.
Gay. Yeah, gay.
Flip-flops, hey. Yeah, that's... You know if they said something like 6-inch stiletto heels? I'm like, okay.
That sounds kind of gay.
That's kind of gay. But flip-flops, I don't get. No, I don't like wearing flip-flops, period. But
I don't either. That sound would just drive me bonkers.
Yeah. Well, they're not comfortable. They're safe. They're not safe. You can hurt your feet bad.
Mm-hmm.
Being diabetic, you know, there's...
Yeah, I haven't gone barefoot outdoors in decades.
And the risk is not worth the reward.
Definitely not.
So... Yep, all right. There's your lesson for the day on diabetic foot care. All right. having female roommate.
I guess I can kind of see this one, because what woman would agree to be roommates with you in an apartment if you're a straight man and you have access to her bedroom?
Hmm, that's true.
Because all men, all straight men are sexual predators.
Well, that's what apparently this whole list is about. So, but yeah, it's goofy. But, you know, that's what all their friends are going to talk about. Either, you know, oh, he's either gay.
He's either gay or
he's biding his time to get in your pants.
Yeah.
So, and it's probably true. I ain't saying anything, so.
Seeing a mental health counselor.
You wouldn't have been Sopranos if that whole, that's kind of what.
Oh, that was the basis of that show, wasn't it?
Well, it was not that he was gay. It was just that he's a mob boss going to a shrink.
So he was gay.
No, he wasn't gay. But yeah, this is the whole trip of a mob boss going to an actual shrink in discussion.
And some of the really macho industries are jobs, I guess you would say. Mm. Like being a cop or a fireman, or they would never admit to going to
no. Crossing the thin blue
line. Psychiatrist.
Yeah, crossing the thin blue line.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do that.
Which is kind of unfortunate because, you know, a lot of them need it.
They need it more than most people.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. So, all right. This is the one that's true. Wiping your ass.
Wiping your ass is gay.
Yeah, you can't wipe your ass because it's gay. That's gross.
Oh, that is so...
I
don't have the words.
See, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your parents. There's something wrong with your parents' parents.
Something to do with touching your butt?
I guess so, but that's gross. That's... Ugh.
And maybe they don't want to wash their hands either? I hope that's not true. I hope there are not men out there who refuse to wipe their ass because they think it's gay.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't want to be around them.
No. It's so gross. Oh, God. On so many levels.
Kind of like washing your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of ingrained into us.
Mm.
And it's because your hand got close to your
butt.
Your anus.
Mm.
And even if you're just urinating, I mean, because your dick is outside adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Wash your hands.
So you have to still wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy. Is that it?
That is it.
So you got a joke for us this week or no?
I do.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm.
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
Ouch.
It just gave out a little whine.
Oh, that's cute. I feel bad for the grape now, though. That's a good one, though. I like that. That's cute. All right.
We hope you valued episode 128 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com, and Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at
pride48.com.